Spirit, show me the areas where acting as if could help set the stage for the reality I desire. Guide me as I use this powerful recovery tool to help create a better life and healthier relationships. Melody Beattie.
Take one deep breath. If you want to hit your goals, have success, reach your desire, you must become a master of visualization. And that is what we will be talking about today, is how to visualize, why, and I guess a little bit of vision boards.
Yeah, I mean, vision board's a tool for visualization, but...
A great tool. Maybe a free tool, unless you're trying to get crazy, but a free thing that you can do to, like, change your whole life. It's super cool. I'm excited. I think this is such a good time to chat about this because, right, this is kind of some seriously fresh energy, Capricorn energy, and now going into Aquarius. Just like beginning of the year, new year.
New year, new me, bitch.
New year, new me. And it's just like a total, it's an ideal tool because it is free. Like, and I'm not saying like you should do all the things, right? If like you learn the best by like being in a group course or having like a lot of accountability or reading or whatever, like you should do that too, you know? But this is just super cool because it is a free tool and it's simple. It's not simple. It's hard. It's been easier said than done. But I do want to talk about some ways, you know, to kind of incorporate this into your daily. And that's what we'll do. But first, hocus pocus focus, Brie. What you working on?
Okay. So I just had a moment of inspo. So our hocus pocus focus today is going to be a time where visualization actually like worked for you. I mean, which it's anytime I've done it, it has worked for me because I am a Capricorn and I work my ass off. And so for me, one of the times where visualization has worked is, so when I first started at Core Power, I was the assistant studio manager. And at the time, the studio manager, who was just like a super phenomenal business savvy woman, and a really incredible yoga instructor, I think she's going to start teaching again. She was a Lululemon ambassador, and I was like, I was a part of her photo shoot, you know, like when Lulu came out, I got to see like all of the cool things that she was doing when she was collaborating with that company. And this was like kind of when I first started teaching vinyasa. And I was like, man, I want to be a Lululemon ambassador. I want to be a Lululemon ambassador. Like, that's where I see myself. I see my photo hanging up on the wall. And I can see myself as a leader and a pillar of the Boulder community, nay, like the fucking yoga community of the world. And each day, like, I kind of had like that philosophy as I was looking, like with each action that I took, I was like, is this going to get you a step closer to that ambassadorship? Like, should I take this opportunity because it's going to get me closer to my ambassadorship? I should take that continuing education because it's going to get me closer to that. And 2 years later, I'm a Lululemon ambassador. My photo is hanging up on the wall.
Boom.
In the store. Like, and it's brought me down so many other different avenues and opportunities, but like that is the most standout, most obvious, like, form of visualization working for myself. But again, like, it's, notice how I say, like, I'm taking these actions to move forward towards it. Like, visualization, you just don't, like, create this thing in your mind and you're like, it's done. Like, I had to create a systematic process and growth path for myself to attain it. Mm-hmm. And I did. Yeah, I did. Can. It happened. And that's like one thing I could say for myself is like anything I want, I normally work my ass off till it happens. So, yeah. C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. That's such a good example. I love that.
And it's what's your example of visualization working? Hocus pocus focus.
Okay, so I guess like the first I'm going to do two that come to mind because like, right, visualizing can go both ways, right? You can, whatever you are thinking of and visualizing, like, right, you see more of, and we'll do a little exercise like during this episode very quickly on that. But for me, you know, there was, actually I'm changing it right now. So moving here, right, like I was in a spot in my life and in Austin and in my marriage and all these things that did not feel good. And I really wanted, you know, a different life for myself. And I began to visualize what that would look like and how I would feel in my body if I was, you know, in Denver and working for Healing House and focusing on myself and eating food and what does that feel like? And, you know, here I am 6 months later.
Eating food in Denver.
Eating food in Denver. And another like pretty, I think like, something to consider is like, you know, there's been times in my life and even like right before this episode, even just like, you know, smoking a bowl before, like, it's like this visualization of my mind, like what you believe you're going to see. So, right. If you believe that you are unworthy, or if you believe that you're a procrastinator, if you believe that you're always going to like, you know, go to your vice before getting your shit done, like sure as shit, you're going to see that. And there have been times in my life where I just have not had a lot of, you know, self worth story, yeah, belief or whatever, and I would visualize myself. A perfect example of this is for a long time I was a hypochondriac, and with therapy you can really get yourself out of anything, and by, you know, really doing the work you can get yourself out of quite a bit. But an example of visualizing in a negative aspect is that I was so worried about getting sick, you know? I was always feeling myself up, checking for breast lumps, like, sure as shit that my pap would come back, you know, full of, you know, negative self, whatever. Yeah, they're like, yeah. You're, you know. So I would constantly, you know, put my focus there and a lot of the times worry about my health in a certain way. And after I did that for quite a while and really amped myself up in fear about some health stuff. And this has happened to me more than once, but at one time my, you know, my glands in my neck and head swelled up completely. And right, I had to deal with that then. Another time I did the exact same thing, like really amped myself up and just visualized myself, you know, going to the hospital, being told I had cancer, dealing with that, like what would that look like, visualizing, I mean, like what a horrible thing to do to yourself, but like literally, like that was like a hobby for me, you know. It was like, I'm just gonna visualize what it'd be like if I went to the hospital and I found out I was sick and blah 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 blah. And then, like, you know, sure as shit, I go in for my pap, abnormal results, they feel me up, tell me I need a mammogram, tell me I need to get a biopsy, tell me I have fucking breast cancer. Like, I had to change. I really had to visualize what it would be like to not have that happening, you know? And it is a lot more work once you're, you know, deep in. And I'm telling you, like, you know, visualization is an extraordinary, powerful skill, you know, and must be practiced as well. And, like, you know, even science has shown that one of the best ways to manifest your desires is to visualize it first. And, you know, if you are visualizing yourself in some negative view, like, it's really not too late. And this is why I want to talk about it, is because, like, this has been a real struggle for me, is visualizing and believing, you know. It starts with the belief, you know. So not to get, you know, too deep or anything, but to get too deep, definitely. you know.
Yeah, like it can go like, that's also called chaos magic, like what Michelle is talking about. So chaos magic is, right, you see something bad, it's usually using visualization, you know, to, like, and you see just like this terrible thing happening, and then eventually like this shitty fucking thing happens, but it's through the power of visualization, you know. It seems really silly at the time, or like, you know, like if you're new to this, or if you're a novice, or if you're somebody that is listening to this for the first time and has no idea about any of these things. But it works. I mean, it's real talk. Like Michelle says that there's true science behind this. But I'm really excited to just like dive in. So let's just fucking do some cards, dude.
Yeah, let's do that. Card time.
Okay. So open up your heart and your mind, babies, and receive the power of the tarot.
You know the cards don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension, don't you see, baby, this is perfection. Card time. Choose a card.
We got the Five of Pentacles. So the Five of Pentacles in the traditional Rider-Waite deck, but I'm reading from the Wild Unknown tarot deck. It's like a squad of humans, and it's like snowing outside and shit, and then there's like... they look like they're like impoverished, you know, like they look like they're going through like a super hard time. I mean, they're like wearing these like rags as cloaks, and they're walking through the snow, and then there's like this window that they see, or like this house that's often within the distance, and it looks like it's warm and inviting. And it's kind of just this reminder that hard shit is just a part of the cycle. Like, it's just, you're always going to experience it. There isn't ever going to be a moment in your life, or a cycle within your life or your year, where you don't experience some sort of hardship or challenge. But then the duality and the alternative of the cycle is this warmth and like rest that's awaiting you at the end of it. It's just like that reminder that this isn't forever, but this hardship is necessary for the path forward, for your growth, and to keep pushing forward, to keep doing the work and moving yourself along the path to get there. You know, it's just, it's shit sucks sometimes, and yeah, it's gonna be hard.
And to reminder that it is the Five, right? So you're halfway through. So it's like, as far as you can look back, you can look forward. Reminder for me in that card, you know, the silver lining is that that house, you know, in the distance is like often a perspective shift too, right? Yeah, like imagining it. Oh, so that's what I want to talk about, actually. It was my hocus pocus before we did the like the visualization. But I'm in the, right? Me and Bri are right now in the practice of visualizing our future and what we would like to happen, and having some land and putting our A-frames on it, and having a recording studio there, and an art studio, and a yoga studio, a sauna. You know, what else the fuck do you want, Bri? Like, we're gonna, everything. You know, yeah, like we're, it's gonna be so cool. And, you know,
tiki bar and hot tub.
I can't wait to look back on this episode and be like, God, remember when, you know, my home A-frame with a cute ass fireplace and whatever those things are called, the little pot belly thing, iron, whatever, fire thing, and is real, because at one point it was just this like vision. And that's so cool. Okay, so what we'll be talking about is how and why you should master visualization. Because as we said, right, like to believe something about yourself and then to see it, once you see it and you practice that, the visualization of it in your mind, it's going to become familiar to your brain. Your brain does not know. It can't tell the difference between what is real, what is fake. In the same way that you will wake up in the middle of the night, you know, like your heart is pounding, you're sweating or whatever, you believe that your dream is real. you're visualizing this thing. Your body does the same thing when you're actively and intentionally visualizing something that you want for your life.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like there's no difference. Like, right, our brain cannot break that down. So unfortunately, which is so mind-blowing to me is like when we do feel or we have that belief that we're unworthy and we often feel that way, or we believe something like we're late, you know, we're always late. Which is this filter system, which is what I'm about to jump into, but is it already knows that. It knows that to be true. And so often our brains are just looking for information on the outside to prove what we believe is true. You know, so it's like people walk around and like if you're, you know, super political and you have this idea and you're thinking of it, you will begin to see in the news and on Instagram and on Facebook proof solidifying your belief and you're paying attention to it.
Also your phones listen to you now.
Also that. So this I was gonna do this little like visualization test for all of us and like we can just check back in next episode. But I think it's really interesting, like, right, we've all had this situation happen where like you buy a new car. Like, for instance, for me, and I know I'm in Colorado, I know everybody has a car I have now, but right, even when I lived here before, I never noticed this car. But then I went out and I bought, I'm not going to say what kind of car I have for y'all, stalking me, no, I'm just kidding, but like, bought a Subaru.
No, but for real.
but for real, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I won't tell you the exact model or anything, but right, I bought a Subaru, a specific type, a color, and then after I bought that car, I see it everywhere, you know, I see it everywhere now. And I'm sure other people, you know, it's like you buy something or you hear about something for the first time, maybe a television show or a reference that you never knew what it was connected to. After you know about it, you see that reference coming up everywhere because you just thought of it, because this thing in your brain has now put it to the forefront. It's become like activated in some sense. So just as a little tiny exercise of visualization, just like for fun for the episode, go ahead.
For funsies.
Just take a moment. Brie, me and you are going to totally do this and we're going to talk about it later. We'll talk about it in the next episode. And just think about, try and think about something random. And I mean like really random. Like, you know what I mean? If you just made like an omelet this morning with like asparagus in it, like don't choose asparagus, but like choose something that's like an object or just a random thing. I remember my...
What are you going to choose?
I'm going to choose... I think I'm going to choose a yin-yang sign. Because, like, I don't have a connection to it. I mean, I know it might seem like... But, like, right now, like, I just came to me like that. I'm just following whatever. But, like, I'm just going to choose yin-yang. The last time I played this game, I chose... What did I choose? I think I chose a sponge. Which was weird. Another time,
super random.
A teacher that I had when we first played this game, she chose dice, just dice. And it was like she said she would like be driving down the road and like a truck would drive by with dice on it, or like someone would have a, you know, a dice keychain, like weird. But so the intention here, right, is you choose something. And just think about it tonight before you go to bed, Brie. Tonight, y'all, like whenever you're listening to this, just give it a moment to really think about that item or that thing. And
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And then like, yeah, let's think about yours. So I'm going to do, what did I always said the yang yang. Yang yang is mine.
I'm going to choose a cinnamon roll. I don't know why that's like the first thing that comes to my mind.
All right. Cinnamon roll.
I'm not even high. Like
cinnamon roll.
Yeah, so, I'm going to choose a cinnamon roll.
So when we do this, when we focus on something, just like when you like you buy that car for the first time and then you see it everywhere, or like you really want something and then you end up seeing it, you know, everywhere. It's because you're putting it in this thing in our brains, this filter system. It's a very powerful built-in filter. Called the reticular activating system. So like RAS, or we can just call it the reticular activating system. But the job of this filter is to allow certain information into our brain and block out other information. Because, like, can you imagine, like, if you're, like, right, our brain, I wish I knew more science about this. I'm sure I could have done that research. But, like, however many, I imagine it's, like, a computer or something, like, however many decimals, I have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. But, like, however much is, like, being uploaded, like, think about how much, like, we're looking at and thinking and hearing in one moment. A great example of the RAS system, the reticular activating system, in its greatest check is like you're at a bar, right? Or you're at a restaurant and there's a lot of voices and conversations and stimulation happening around you. And you are paying attention to someone speaking to you because that's what, right? That's like in your focus, that's your forefront. You're like, you know all these cues, whatever, to be a human, and maybe you don't, but like you're listening to your friend talk and all of a sudden out of all the other words that are being spoken all around you, you just hear your name dropped. And like if your name is like, I mean, even Michelle, like, right, you hear your name and you're like, all of a sudden the reticular activating system feels as though that is much more important for you to know why the fuck that person is saying your name. Like, do they know you? Are they talking about you? Like, so all of a sudden it checks out and into something else because that's what seems important because it's, right, it's taking in all sorts of information. But if someone just says cheeseburger, like, you're not going to, like, check out. That system isn't going to, like...
I'm either a narcissist or my system's really strong because literally people could say the last syllable of my name and I'm, like, turning heads and getting whiplash.
Right? But like this is the way, like this, it's even like, it's just consciously throughout the day looking for experiences and evidence to validate and confirm whatever our belief is all the time. So if we're, you know, if we're hungry and we just keep seeing food everywhere, right? We're like, I can't eat, but all I can see is this. It's just validating us. You feel unworthy and then your experience throughout the day is that you tried to get on the bus and someone cut you. Someone took your seat. You went to work and they, you know, whatever. You feel forgotten, you feel all the things. And it's like, cause you believe that and now your RAS is like, this is what is true. Like I'm gonna show you that what you believe is true. Like a confirmation.
Oh, thoughts are so creepy and powerful. It's freaking me out. I know.
So like it's literally called the confirmation bias. And it's the way that our brains protect us from like an overload. So because if the brain let in all the information out to us with equal value, we would be in a mental fucking breakdown mode, you know? So it acts like a control filter in order to keep us safe in a way. But it just gets, you know, messed up, like Henry Ford says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Like whatever this, you know, system is doing and allowing you to believe and not to believe, you're the programmer, and it's you, and it also, you know, the people from your past. So if you're constantly believing that you're unlovable, you know, guess fucking what, your reticular activating system will go through the day looking for every single piece of evidence that confirms that negative belief. If you believe that you're fucking, you know, unsuccessful or a loser or stupid or ugly or whatever it is that has been implanted in you, your reticular activating system is literally going to be looking to evidence to confirm that belief all day long. So like I said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're fucking right. And your mind, you know, loves to read things that you agree with because the things that you, you know, agree with, like, it confirms that filter. The filter wants to be right.
I definitely lean on the dark side with that. Like, I'll wake up and, like, I could choose to wake up and be like, yay, I get to go do blah, 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 and I'm so excited to do X, Y, and Z, but I'll wake up and I'll be like, ugh, I can't believe I have to be up so early to go teach whatever or to go run whatever errand. Like, And like you said, I'm just like, I'm just tired, I'm exhausted, and I'm burnt out. And then throughout my entire day, I feel tired and exhausted and burnt out. Even though when I go back and like do the data and the track record, I'm like, why am I, like, why are you thinking that way? Like, exactly. You had plenty of sleep the night before, you had a good diet, like, what, why are you thinking like this?
And imagine
like setting that stage.
Mm-hmm. Because then through the day, you're noticing like, okay, so say something happens and you're right. Like maybe you pick up a class for somebody. Your brain is going to go, oh my God, I'm overworked. Oh my gosh, I don't get enough sleep. Oh my gosh, I should be eating instead of teaching right now. Whereas if in the morning you took that moment and you were like, I am so capable and helpful and I get so much rest that I am able to give my energy to everyone that needs me because that's how well I take care of myself. And then someone goes, hey, can you cover this class today? And you go, yes. Just as though you did the exact same way, you know, the same story. But now your story is different. Now someone asks, can you cover my class? You say yes. Okay, that it's feeding, right? It's giving you the proof. Oh my God, you are so reliable. You are so helpful. You do have energy to give this class what it needs. Because now here, yeah. You, right? Like, it's just the way we're like seeing ourselves through the day.
Even like yesterday, because like gratitude, and because I'm reading this, I think I mentioned it earlier, that codependency book. It's like the art of letting go and moving forward from your codependency. And like codependency isn't just like this like attachment to people, it's like attachment to ideas, mentalities, and feelings. The day before was gratitude. And so like Dan came home and he was kind of, I was like, how was today? I was like, he got to go skate like literally all day with his friends, which he doesn't really get to do that often, you know, go for like 8 hours out of the day. And I was like, how was it? He's like, it was okay. I didn't really get anything on film. And I was like, okay, we're going to have a gratitude practice. I'm going to tell you all the things that you have to be grateful for. And then you're going to tell me all the things I have to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you got to go spend the whole entire day with your best friends that you haven't seen in forever. You know, the sun and the weather was absolutely beautiful. You drank Perfect. Your favorite beer. Like, you have an amazing truck that can take you to these places. Your body is strong and able enough to even attempt to skate for 8 hours of the day. You know, and like, then he did mine and we just like immediately both felt better. Like, I went to bed and I slept the whole entire night. And I think honestly it was because of that. Like, I didn't wake up once.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I know. And it's like, because we so often sabotage our success daily instead of like shifting into a mode that allows our brain to thrive and succeed. We back. So like I was saying, the idea of like, right, we're like, we sabotage ourselves and it's just like, instead you could visualize and shift your brain into this motion or mode. And it's like, we can take the science of this as a mandate to get, you know, in the flow of reprogramming our brain. And like, yes, this is going to take time. This is not something that happens overnight. For me, even like, I go in and out of this reprogramming of the brain of just telling myself, you know, viewing myself doing certain things. Like, if you are visualizing yourself, you know, feeling good after yoga and feeling good in your body and eat, like, I find myself actually in alignment with that thing. And then there are often times where I call, you know, like a spiral out where I'm just, you know, in it and, you know, almost imagining myself in this bad place and then like being there and being like, why am I still here? And it's like, you've done literally bare minimum effort. You're not even visualizing yourself out of this place. So like, let's start here and reprogram our brain. And it's super cool. You, by doing this, you can start to spot, you know, opportunities in your life. You can open up to creative possibilities, like, because you're in the space to do so. You're in a spot, you know, where the evidence is showing you that things are working out and you believe that success is possible, you begin to notice coincidences that build your momentum and that also increase positive thinking. Yes, one of the fastest and most efficient ways to retrain your brain is through this visualization. And the dopest thing is that anyone can do it, and it doesn't have to take hours of your day, even as...
And it's free!
Yes. Like as little as like a minute or even 30 seconds of thought, visualizing each of your goals and desires in the morning will create a change. So like, right, we can challenge ourselves. I always like to take a challenge. Like I think a 40-day challenge is like a pretty good number. And like some people say, I think it's like 21 or whatever to like change a habit. Not for fucking me. At least 40 days. Like 40 days is what's up. At least in my own personal experience. That's the number. So we can talk about how to visualize and, we'll just talk about how to visualize for a second. So here is a two-step process to kind of retrain your brain and create a different filter, for success through your visualization. And I have a great meditation for this, which I've done at the New Moon Circles, and maybe I will set, maybe I'll create one and put it on Patreon. But so visualizing your goal as if it has already been achieved. Remember that one where we travel up outside of our bodies and Okay, so a way to do this, right, is to close your eyes, to take a few deep breaths, and to direct your focus to imagine the amazing result, the exciting transformation, and the best outcome of your goal. So like, right, an example is like if your goal is to improve your self-worth, to visualize what your life looks like and how you feel when your worth is improved. You know, maybe you see yourself, you know, doing more yoga or whatever that looks like for you, going to the gym, reading more, volunteering more, whatever. Or defining, you know, better boundaries for yourself. You could imagine yourself having like a successful day at work or speaking up during a meeting, leading your team, whatever, getting a promotion, et cetera, et cetera. Earning some, you know, award. But whatever that is, it just has to feel good and you have to feel that in your body. Because it's such an important step to like feel it, the positive emotions that you are going to feel when you reach that goal. And you cannot fucking skip that, because the combination of your intention from step one and the catalyst of your energy from your feelings and emotions in this step two act to raise your energy to equal your desire. And right in doing this, you begin to magnetize your future desire into your reality now. So write some things that you could do.
I like to meditate for mine.
I mean, great. Yes. And that's a great, such a good way to be able to like use your senses and hone in on your experience, filter out whatever is unnecessary, you know? And yeah, meditation could bring so much clarity and focus to allow you to reach your goals. It's super interesting too. Like, I guess just to like get clear on, we can use, like, I learned this from a podcast that I was listening to in the past. I'm going to send you it and I'll source it from here. But so it's like the GPS system. And G stands for goal, the P stands for path, and the S stands for screen. And so it's like, what is your goal? You know, what is your goal? Is the goal clear? Like, it's so interesting because a lot of people will be like, my life fucking sucks. And like, it's not at the level that I expected it or wanted it to be, but they aren't exactly even sure what it is that they want. You know, like if you've never, you know, seen it or said it out loud into existence, the more clear that it becomes, the more clear that it becomes in your mind, the more clear that it is to visualize it. And that's a huge part of it. If you're not visualizing, if you don't even know, so first step one, get clear about what it is that your goal is. What are your goals? And write that down. You know, we'll do a little vision board course. Like, let's do, and I'll talk about my vision board here at the end. It's just like, what is it that you want to see? And put that out there. And definitely visualize yourself doing it. There was like some study that was like, which I was like, it was the same podcast. I almost like fell asleep because they started talking about basketball. But they were, they're like, you know, there was like some study though that they had people practice basketball for 30 days. And then they had people visualize themselves. Just like, I don't know what they even call it, slam dunking. It wasn't slam dunking, but like swooshing, right? Like if you stand back, like a three-pointer or something.
Swooshing.
You're just nailing it, right? You're just doing really well. And the people who visualize themselves, and then they had 30, you know, the other people, the other group, they did not do shit. They didn't think about basketball. They didn't do basketball. They didn't practice it. They didn't do anything. But the people who visualized it, literally, it was like a 3% drop from the group that practiced every day. So the people that visualized for like 30 seconds a day, just them three throwing, or I don't literally know basketball terms, but like getting it in the hoop, ball in the hoop from an area away from the thing, were making it just because they thought they could. They knew what that felt like in their bodies. And that's crazy. that's nuts. I was like,
I know. What's the P?
The P is path. So, right. So like, you're going to want to like know what you're doing and the more like
the way forward.
Yeah, like, so yeah. Let's like get right. This is what Brie, you were saying, like, dude, it took a lot of work. Like your RAS system, that's super natural for you to, let information in. This is the practice. What information are you going to let in? Because once you start visualizing this information of like what it is that you want, all of a sudden you're imagining your deepest desires. So that becomes normal for your brain. If you're constantly in, and then you're seeing it more, you're picking up on it more. It's not just like, okay, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to get. I guess I'm now leading into the path thing. You have to set yourself up, right? You have to act too. So like you have to set the path for yourself to reach those goals. You'll start to notice, right? Positions opening up, people that you meet are all of a sudden, right? Like, oh, I really want to build a studio on my thing. You know, running into someone that's like, I literally build studios for people. I am a builder. It's like, oh my God, that's so cool. I was just talking about, that's exactly what I want to do. So you see that path and you start to go towards it. You start to make decisions based on your goal every morning. It's a GPS system. It's not just like, okay, what's my goal? Okay, well, what's the P? Every morning, you know, if I want to go to Breeze in Longmont, I mean, at this point I could get there. But like in the beginning, like, you know, I had to put it in my GPS system and it would just take me there every day. It's like, imagine if you set your GPS every morning for yourself, for your life. And how would you get there? Well, first you have to know your goal. Then you have to know the path to your goal. So it's like figuring out what the fuck is the path. If your goal is to be, I don't know, a bodybuilder, what's the path to that goal? If someone asks you out to happy hour 3 days a week, are you going to go to happy hour 3 days a week? Like, that's probably not the path that goes with your goal. Like, you're probably going to want to hook up with the person that has the, you know, rock climbing membership. I don't know. You're going to want to go do the things that are going to make sense and line up with the path of your goal. And then the screen. So you're going to want to like literally see the screen of it. Like, you are going to want to investigate, you know, what that looks like. You're going to want to screen it. You're going to want to like make sure that filtering system is correct. You're going to want to make sure how that looks, and you're going to want to visualize that shit.
Visualize that shit.
It's just like, It's so important. Visual. It's just so important. And I think that just like the brain system is so,
it's so cool.
It's so cool. Like, I could rewrite that. I would love that.
I know. And it just, it's like, it's, it gives me, even just like talking about this stuff, like just resets like the hope in my heart. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a huge reset, just knowing that like, if you want something, it's in your control to achieve it. If you really, truly want it. It's just a good reminder. It's like, especially right now in 2022, like you see all the memes of like, fuck this, like it's all over, you know, just the world and people in general. And it's just lovely to see that you can have that reset anytime and you can restart and move forward with the GPS system.
Yeah.
At any time you want.
Just like the visionary, like our imaginations are so wild. And it's almost, I mean, like, not like you're just like checking like a checklist system, but it's just like seeing this unseen world that you could create. And then you can gain, you know, insights from it. You can gain guidance that actually is going to nourish you. Like, right, like this, the visioning, I feel like it takes, no, not, I mean, maybe meditation, I'm doing quotes, but like just like a listening to the self to actually get to know what it is that you want. And like for a lot of people, and for me, it's like, oh shit, like, yeah, I do want that. And admitting to like that that's what you want.
That's what I want.
Yeah, this can like propel you forward. That, so you can be like in a place of like feeling authentically yourself. It's so.
And that's the real goal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mitchie.
Yeah.
That like gave put a lot of hope in my heart. And I hope that puts a lot of hope into y'all's heart as well. You did such a good job of like putting that down. It's cool to know like all the science behind it. I really like that aspect of it. Like, this just isn't like some esoteric like hippie shit. Like, it's real science, and your brain is super powerful. And your brain is an extension of you, so that means you're really fucking powerful too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. We don't really have any like crazy awesome shit like workshops and stuff coming out. However, we are in the midst of planning something really, 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 really dope.
Really dope.
And once I get the confirmation and we're good to go, we'll start talking about it. But always like, please rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, follow us on Instagram at healinghousepodcast.com, and visualize it. I remember when, I don't know, just like even Healing House,
oh,
like, think about what it is now.
Yeah. Can I say, okay, so I made a vision board, which me and Bree were just looking at, in 2020. And so right now, this is 2 years later, and it's very fucking cool because on my vision board, like, and I have like a picture of me and Bree from 2012, like, and right, I made that in 2020 thinking like of us, like of our futures. And I have a picture of me and Brooke on there. Like, I wanted to be able to see my sister. I have a picture of like all these different like outfits that I like really visualized myself in. And like, guess what? I have those outfits now. Like, there's some pictures, like, there's some pottery and like ceramics on here that I really wanted that like are more, you know, involved in my house now. A lot of like tarot cards that were represented by it. But just like sisterhood and community and the Hierophant of like being your own teacher. There's some things still on here that I'm still working towards, like the amazing like shower situation, the sauna. And like, those are things that, right, like, I still like, don't let yourself want what you want. Like, I used to be like, oh, you like, you need a sauna. It's like, yes, I do. Like, I do. And if that's what you want, if that's what you need, then like, dude, get it. Get it. What? It's really cool because this, you know, there's food on here. Like, I'm, you know, and I'm feeding myself. It's just like, there's stuff on this vision board that I made 2 years ago that has happened, you know, for me. There's a lot of like my own space in here and, you know, places that are filled up and altars with little plants. And like, it looks like an altar. Like, I live in an altar now. You know, like I have created a space for myself that feels like that. So make a vision board.
It truly does.
I'll make a post about it too. Vision boards.
Yeah.
Cool.
Love it. I love a vision board. But yes, we love you all.
We love you all.
Stay funky, stay fresh, and remember,
you are magic.
You are magic.
One deep breath. Oh.